Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
Yeah, I feel like I'm new to podcasting again.
Well, we kind of are.
We still are.
And we get to mess up and make our mistakes all over your ears with listeners.
I feel like Ron Burgundy right now, after he took a long break from the show. Then he came back and it was like really refreshing.
Yeah, you feel refreshed?
Kind of, yeah. Or maybe it's the beer too. Tell me.
I'll tell you.
Tell me what do you know for sure?
We've taken a small break from podcasting. Not from podcasting. We've taken a break from dropping humor gold on you guys.
Yeah, bombshells.
Yeah, we've given you a little break, let you catch your breath, but now we're back and we're dropping some more bombs. This bomb in particular, it's old school. It's before they had schools, man. This is like back in the biblical day, right?
Biblical.
Yeah, because you had the Protestant Reformation. I always say that weird. Reformation? Fucking English, man. Why does it change when it's like you say reform, but then it's a reformation?
That's why I don't like to talk too much.
It pisses me off. So you have the Protestant Reformation that happened in the 16th century.
The 17th century, right?
16th.
Okay.
Which was the 1500s.
The Reformation.
Yeah.
Don't correct me on something you're not sure of.
I'm so sure.
That would be your name in Idiocracy.
So sure.
So sure.
I like money, though.
I know. Sure about it.
So the Catholic Church, people had some complaints.
Oh, I bet.
What do you
Especially
even,
parents.
Do you know what it was that people were so pissed off about?
No, not really, no.
What did they complain about?
I don't know. I can't imagine what they would complain about in the 15th century. Sounds like life was amazing back
16th
then.
16th century. But
come on, 14th century. I don't know. What were they complaining about? Do you know the question?
No, I asked you that, man.
Oh, well, I bet we can come up with an answer together.
One, two, three.
Hose.
Touching people. So, the Catholic Church was abusing its power. I don't know exactly how, but people were fed up and they were like...
It wasn't just abusing power. It was abusing people too.
Yeah, so people were like, okay, we've had enough of the Catholic Church, and so we're going to make our own branch of Christianity, and the Protestant Reformation led to a bunch of new offshoots of Christianity. Some of them were pretty similar, but Mennonites and the Amish were two offshoots kind of the same branch.
They're like cousins, close cousins.
Yeah, I think they did. So the Amish were a branch of the Mennonites because I believe the founder of the Amish had like some sort of fight with the Mennonites.
Yeah, it like branched off and he was on one branch and they were on another.
Like monkeys.
Yeah.
Across from each other.
Pretty much religious monkeys with top hats on.
Yeah.
And beards. And Jacob Ammon. That's where the word Amish stems from.
I thought that was the Ammonites.
No, I mean Amish comes from the name Jacob Ammon.
Oh.
Who started the Amish movement.
Amen.
All by himself. And it was around 1700 that he formed it.
Yeah. And the Mennonites...
That's my 2 cents for the whole episode.
The Mennonites and the Amish share in the fact that they both rejected baptisms at birth. And they also were for just simple living.
Simple living. Germany and Switzerland, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they originated.
And a lot of them settled in Pennsylvania, which is why if you go to the Midwest... That's one of the places you're most likely to see the Amish.
Yeah, drive careful because they get hit a lot. Seriously. they can only go like 10 miles an hour in those carriages. They are not going fast on those highways where you're going 60. Like, I was looking in the Amish news earlier. And
the Amish news?
Yeah.
Is that like 3 months late?
No, it's pretty recent. They get killed a lot on the highway.
Yeah.
Because cars rear end them because they don't see them.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's really weird. It's like Twilight, or not Twilight. It's like the Twilight Zone or some kind of weird movie, because you have this bygone, wait, you have this bygone way of living. These people riding in carriages next to like fucking Teslas that are speeding past.
Right.
Them.
It's like a parallel reality clash.
Yeah. But they're deciding to deny all the crazy shit, which is crazy to me, because they're watching like us evolve into like these aliens pretty much compared to what they are. Like,
yeah. And you're right, they don't really like technology, but
they're allergic to it.
There's some leeway in there. Like, it depends on the community, the Amish community.
Oh yeah, there's tons of them.
For how much they don't like technology. And if you actually look at their reasons of why they don't use a lot of technology, some of their reasons are pretty good.
Yeah, that makes you actually, you know, think about visiting or you know, converting for a day or two Amish.
Like, right? Trying it out?
Yeah, like a retreat, like an Amish retreat. They got to have some of those around where you pay the Amish people. Maybe.
God damn it. If only the Amish would be game for a reality TV show. That would be fucking gold, wouldn't it?
They might be.
Like, trade my wife, but one of them has to go live with the Amish and churn butter all day.
Or a show that's called Barn Wars. And it's like two groups in this town, all men, and they like trying to beat each other to see how fast they can build a barn. And then the winner takes the other one's wife.
Yeah, but some of the reasons... Getting back to what I was saying, some of the reasons that they have is they view them as worldly distractions that could lead them away from their faith and spiritual values. So, and
just look at TikTok. If you're a parent or a grandparent, just look at your child. What are they doing? That's exactly why the Amish exist. Why they're sticking to their values, because they don't want to become sucked into the fucking cyberspace.
Exactly.
And not experience life in reality.
Exactly. And going along with that, they think that there's like a potential for pride and vanity in those technologies. Think Instagram.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're concerned that like certain things like cameras and mirrors, mirrors aren't that technological, but those things could lead to vanity and pride, both of which are discouraged.
Yeah, like, you don't want to be able to see the unibrow that's growing. But, like, the vanity thing, that's why they don't allow photographs or anything. I think maybe some Amish probably have a stand-up mirror that they picked up from Walmart or Target.
Yeah, just to make sure their black suit's not on backwards or whatever.
That the shoes ain't untied. Yeah, I don't know why they can't. Oh,
you can see that.
They could, well,
maybe they can't see past their beard.
Maybe it's a fat Amish, which is unlikely. Because they're very disciplined, hardworking people. Yeah,
I don't think a fat Amish person exists.
No, probably gets killed as soon as you start getting overweight. They kill you.
Like a
they
cult.
Take you out because you're getting too gluttonous.
Yeah. And there's one more I want to mention, which is a pretty good point. Impact on family and community life. So they think technology can sometimes disrupt the traditional Amish way of life. How many times have you been at a barbecue or some family event and a lot of people are just fucking looking at their phones, not visiting, not even wanting to connect, just head down in the fucking, you know, interwebs. Man, I sound Amish.
Yeah, head down, thumbs up. That's the lifestyle. Like, it's pretty sad, especially if you go to a concert or anything that's like a public event. People are just recording or just taking pictures with their phone. They're just living the life through their phone. Yeah, it's interesting, the divide of technology. Like, they don't allow any, like a lot of them don't allow any kind of machinery or things to help out at the farm. So, like floor cleaners, They don't allow those.
Floor cleaners?
Floor cleaners, like what's machines that buffer.
What's a floor cleaner? I feel Amish, man. What is that?
It's a thing that that vibrates.
Talking about a Roomba?
No, it's a floor cleaner. Like, not a vacuum, like an industrial thing that cleans the floor of like a barn or like a, it shines it.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, like I didn't even know.
Like it buffers it. They use them at like
a Zambui, Zamboni.
Yeah. It's,
what's it called?
I don't know.
Zambudi?
But their reasoning is because the farmhands will have too much free time.
The farmhands? Yeah. What's a farmhand?
It's a dude. It's a guy. It's a man that works on your farm.
I need a fucking glossary, man. All these words are new to
me. You've never heard of a farmhand. It's like a stagehand. You know what a stagehand is?
it's a hand on the stage.
Exactly. Reverse them. It's like Yoda. Farmhand helps out the Amish farmer.
Okay.
But they're saying...
But not a slave. It's like a paid labor?
No, but I'm saying that...
So it is a slave.
I'm just saying that the Amish don't think free time should exist.
Man, see, like before you said that, I was like, man, these Amish, you know, they got some faults, but it sounds like a nice way of life. And now no free time ever.
Well, they value hard work is the closest you can get to God in their eyes. So they're always busting their ass.
Man, I just feel like a wuss hearing about this.
And I actually just watched a video on YouTube of this Amish girl. There's like this little camera crew that...
Wait. Why was she on YouTube if she's Amish?
It was like a secret interview type thing, but they were just following around her little Amish village. Or
like, it's
her house. And she was telling them how she's feeding the horses because she's getting ready to go... stay and live and work with her grandma in Florida. And I think she was in Pennsylvania and they like snuck a camera into the house while she went in to tell her parents what was going on. No. And they pretty much just like fucking railed her for the idea.
Oh man. What?
They fucking tore her to pieces.
I don't know what you're watching, man, but...
No, she was just saying that she wants to go live with her grandma, and they were, like, condemning her, and like...
Oh, yeah.
That's such a stupid... Because they don't, like... They don't think... change is really tough for these people. Their own daughter was just trying to go live with her grandma, and at the end, they said, you don't have to worry about coming back home.
Yeah, there's something in the Amish community... There might be a term for it, but it's shaming. And
shame.
Yeah, exactly like what we do in the
shame.
Show. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. You're a bad Amish. Bad Amish.
Bad Amish. Yeah.
But pretty much if you don't like stay within your community and you want to like get out, even if you want to go see grandma, like you're saying, then it's part of their tradition to actually shame you, which means distance themselves from you.
Right, which might be like that person's miracle in disguise when they get to move into the real world.
Well, you do get that. So,
like you get shunned out of your Amish community and then you get to start living this life and you're like, shit, man, what have I been missing out on?
Maybe, but a lot of them do get to experience that. It's called Rumspringa.
Which sounds like a great cocktail. Rumspringa. And basically that gives the child or the adolescent or the teenager a chance to leave if they want to and go experience our shitty ass world that they think is not right for their people.
Right. So it's an optional rite of passage thing that you can do when you're around the age of 16, and it lasts until you decide to either commit to the Amish way of living or you choose to leave the community for good and start your life in the 21st century. So,
could you imagine
what
being a kid till you're 18 or something and then leaving your family and going just to like the bar or somewhere or just like hanging out in town, seeing a movie and you're Amish and it's like, whoa. Like, and then you realize you don't have to go back home and then you just start your own life. And maybe like a couple years from then, you just go to your hometown in a car and just like say hi to your family. Yeah,
and they're like, shame, shame.
Yeah.
The surprising thing is a lot of Amish, depending on the community, actually come back though. They're like, holy crap, it's crazy out there. I don't like it.
It's the security, because everybody's maybe, foreign. Maybe. They don't know anybody out
but
there.
But I think there's also another aspect of like, they're actually disillusioned with the priorities that people have. I'm trying to show that there's some
that's what it's like being Amish, man.
There's some differences in perspective if you're from like a smaller, tighter knit community like that. And so I could totally see someone who's from a place where everyone loves each other and everyone works hard and everyone is about clean living and praying to God. And then you go out to a place where everyone just eats junk food and honks at each other on the freeway and like
is fearful of each other.
Right.
Or annoyed of each other because you're causing traffic.
Right. I would be like, fuck this. I'm going back to my sweet little home.
Right.
It's almost like turn some butter right now.
It's like if Frodo, you know, how Frodo left the Shire. And, you know, maybe he went to go visit some giant, like, hobbit city, he'd probably want to come back to the Shire. Yeah. Just because it's all cozy and comfortable and you know everybody there. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what they crave and that's what they go back to because they're still young. So
yeah, and it's a totally different way of life. So like we were saying earlier, the way of life that a typical Amish person has is very limited compared to us in terms of technology. So the use of electricity is generally prohibited in Amish homes. Instead, they use oil lamps, gas-powered lanterns, or battery-operated devices.
They do have boom boxes.
Do they?
Battery-powered. They're not electric.
Interesting. Hmm. So the use of modern appliances and equipment such as TVs, radios, computers, and of course smartphones are not allowed.
Is that like a pilot or a captain talking to me? What was that?
This is your Captain Mayan speaking. Remember to buckle your seatbelts. And thank you for flying with Amish Airways.
That's so fucking regal.
It is.
Damn. Have you ever thought about being a pilot?
No.
I'd fly in your plane.
Wow. Sounds weird, man. But no, I don't think Amish couldn't even use an airline, even if they had one, right?
Depends on which faction of Amish you are.
Okay, are you the expert on Amish factions?
Not exactly, but there's a few major ones, like the Old Order Amish. That's the main one that is super clean with everything. They don't use anything.
Get that technology away from me. Get that shit out of here.
Yeah, they don't even look at electrical devices. Yeah. They shun everything.
Wow.
They shun happiness and smiles too. And then you got the New Order Amish, which I think is a little more flexible.
Sounds like Star Wars.
Yeah. If Star Wars was full of Amish people that...
feel that's cool. No, pew, pew, pew.
But they'd use lightsabers. The New Order Amish people kind of got a little more rigid, I think. They prohibited bundling, which
what's
is
that?
Which
bundling.
Bundling is a non-sexual lying together. So
you mean like spooning?
Pretty much, but it's like
bundling.
It's like it's the
they bundled.
It's the couples that
you want to bundle.
You want to bundle. Couples that aren't married that are allowed to sleep together but not engage in sexual.
They prohibited bundling.
Yeah, they got even more rigid. And then you got the
more rigid.
And then you got the
about bundling.
I know it's like your fucking grandma's making the rules, man. And then. You got old beachy Amish, which...
what?
Yeah.
You're making up stuff now. That's not real.
Guess what? The old beachy Amish, they drive cars.
And probably like old classics, you know?
And then there's this hilarious chart that I got to talk about real quick. Because this is technology that some Amish use and some don't. So for tractors, like, it's pretty much no across the board.
For,
like,
tractors?
Yeah.
Oh, right, because they want to use their hands and, like, tools because they think it...
They use horses and mules.
It lets them get closer, though, to the earth.
To arthritis. And they hook up mules and horses instead of tractors. And they make the horses and animals do the hard work. They don't use power lawnmowers. Although, propane gas...
You know
gas,
what they use for lawnmowers is a fucking scythe.
Yeah.
Probably takes them like 3 hours to mow the lawn.
Well,
I gotta go whack the lawn, honey. We'll be back tomorrow.
I'm gonna go whack it, honey. And then you got propane gas, which some a little bit more use. And as I'm saying these, more and more use it. So then you got a mechanical milker, which most don't use.
It's not safe for work.
It's frowned upon. Although it is. Does get the job done.
Don't Google it.
Mechanical refrigerator, mostly no. Pickup balers for hay. It's like half and half. Inside flush toilet. Ooh, a little bit more. They like their luxurious shits. Chainsaw. Little more than half. Pressurized lamps.
Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of Amish people. Mm-hmm. And then this is one. That's, yes, across the board. Can you guess what it is?
What?
What this technological...
No idea.
You gotta guess. Next one.
Or is it like an oil lamp?
Nope. It's a motorized washing machine.
You gotta have those clean clothes, man.
Yeah, you know what? Because that's a yes, because that's probably the woman's choice right there. Because they're tired of fucking washing clothes by hand.
Oh, yeah.
And all those other things are like used by men pretty much. And they're like, no, we're keeping it hard. And the woman's like, I'm going to fucking use that washing machine. Mm-hmm. Give me it. We're getting a washing machine in here. You want me to stay Amish? You don't want me to not go to Las Vegas? Give me a washing machine.
Wow. So interesting.
Wasn't it?
Very interesting. Yeah. I got something for you. You know why Amish SUVs get such bad mileage?
No.
Because they're real grass guzzlers.
Oh my god. That's just...
Wait. What type of music do Amish people like?
Rap?
Techno.
Okay, that one's good. I like that one.
Wait. I'm not done. What did Sean Connery say when he noticed that there wasn't any electricity in the Pennsylvanian countryside?
What did he say?
Something's amiss.
Wow. You deserve a standing ovation for that. That was good.
And they do use buggies.
Yeah, dune buggies. Some of them.
Horse-drawn carriages.
Gee willikers, Ezekiel sold me a bad buggy.
Hey there. Wait. Hey there. You doing all right?
No. My buggy just broke down.
Well, do you want me to call someone on my phone?
I can't use phones.
Well, do you need a ride?
I can't use a car.
Well, my thing's got about 500 horsepower.
Okay, well, just this once.
All right, let's go.
So,
also, another important point. Another important point that I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, yeah.
Is
pointy pedo over here.
Is they have these rules called the Ordnung.
The Ordnung.
Ordnung. And it varies from Amish community to Amish community, but there are these rules that the community follows, and they include things like dress code. So, for instance, men are required to wear plain, dark-colored clothing, often without buttons. I don't know what they got about buttons.
Because they're easy to unbutton.
Wait, Weird Al says that, doesn't he? He's like, I don't wear any buttons, but yeah, I got a cool hat.
And my homies agree, I really look good in black, fool.
And they typically wear broad-brimmed hats. Think Abraham Lincoln, right?
Yeah. They all look like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. They do. That's very true.
I bet it's intentional, because that guy fucking had style.
And the women are expected to wear modest dresses that cover their arms and legs. They often wear a prayer cap or a bonnet and do not cut their hair, which checks out.
Well, I thought the men can grow beards, but they can't grow a mustache. Like, what? They decide to, not genetically.
That doesn't sound right.
No, they generally won't grow,
maybe it gets in the way of eating. Yeah.
They won't grow a mustache because it's associated with military.
The mustaches? Yeah,
just the mustache.
With military?
I think so. I don't know why.
Says who?
Says some terrible source I found online.
Okay,
so. Probably full of shit.
That's interesting. So, one thing I got to say is.
Don't lie.
Dane and I actually met some Amish people. I don't know how many people can say that, but we met some Amish people in Wisconsin many years ago.
Yeah, and we got to do stupid shit in their store because they're passive.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't remember this.
You were in the cart and I was pushing you around down these little narrow aisles. And I'm just like flying down each aisle back and forth, getting like fucking curving around their store, seeing how fast I can get the cart.
Even then, guys, we were fucking shit up.
And nobody said nothing to me because they're Amish.
Yeah.
They turned a blind eye. Like, God will sort
it. We were just having too much fun.
I know.
I was thinking though about our great grandpa died and his farm was in Wisconsin and they decided to auction it off. And on the day of the auction, they actually had to have been at least 50 or more Amish people show up for the auction. And I just remember I was probably around 8 or 9 at the time. And it was really weird because they got there and they were all in black, but that wasn't the weird thing. The weird thing was how quiet they were. These people were like the most well-behaved, well-mannered.
And well-dressed.
And well-dressed there. People I'd ever seen.
Like, they all looked so damn good.
So dapper, man.
Yeah, the gentlemen had like their overall straps and like, or the suspenders with like shirts tucked in.
Yeah.
It's like they were there for church, but they were there to get a good deal on a chainsaw. It's like Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
It's kind of cute. Kind of cute. Well, that's a fun story. And they were there. They showed up in a fucking minivan. So those Amish people were cheating.
I don't remember that.
No, I saw them. They all got out of this minivan.
All of them?
Yeah. It was a whole family. Wow. It was like an 8-seater van. And I think the person driving it wasn't Amish, obviously, but he gave them all a lift.
Wow.
Because if you think about it, the farm location was kind of like on a highway and they probably didn't want to get killed over a hacksaw.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm joined here today with Jebediah Jingly Jenkins. Tell me, Jebediah, what's an average day like for you in the Amish community?
Well, it's paradise. I wake up when the rooster crows. Sometimes I slap it so I can snooze a little longer. Then I get up and go into my wardrobe and pick which black suit I feel like wearing that day. Then I have a plain lunch with my family. I play a little hopscotch with my daughter. And I do a little drink scotch with myself. I horse around with my son. Then I horse around with my horse.
That sounds like a busy day. What's your favorite part about being Amish?
Churning butter. Late at night with my wife.
Oh, really? And how do you churn butter?
Well, first you gotta collect a lot of cream. Then once you have the cream, you need to let it settle so you can skim the thick part from the top. Once you have enough for a butter making session, then you put it all in the churning barrel. There's a hand cranked mechanism that agitates the cream. We take turns cranking it until it gets all thick and chunky. And you just keep going until the butter fat separates from the liquid buttermilk.
That's fascinating. I learned so much.
I still haven't shown you how to squeeze those cow udders.
How about next time?
Oh, all right.
Let's hear it for Jebediah! So I think that roughly wraps it up for Amish people. We've given you a broad brushstroke on who they are, told you a little bit about their clothes.
Their butter churning. Everything's fresh over there.
It is. So, I think we're going to leave you with that, people.
Yeah, people.
People.
Non-Amish people. And hey, if you are Amish listening to this, God bless you.
God bless you, churning butter.
Yeah, and you better stop listening because you're fucking breaking rules.
You're breaking the rules. Stop it.
Get back to town. Get back to your village.
This has been your host, Mayan.
And this is Dana.
And thank you guys for listening to this episode of Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast. We appreciate your support. Follow us. Like us if you're watching
Subscribe
on YouTube.
And stalk.
All of that.
Everything.
And we will see you in the next show.